You're listening to Bodhi Light Tales, the podcast for mindful people on the go. Hello, this is Miao Guang. Today's Bodhi Light Tale is Seeking Nothing. Once upon a time during the Song Dynasty, there lived a Chan master named Chong Xian, who was from Mingzhou in southeastern China. After his parents passed away, he journeyed to Chengdu in search of spiritual guidance from Master Ren Xian at the temple of Pu'anyuan. One year, while Chong Xian was traveling to study with different teachers, he met a highly respected individual named Zheng Hui, who hailed from his hometown. "Long time no see. Where are you heading?" Zheng Hui asked. "I have been traveling to study and learn either in Zhejiang's east or west," Chong Xian replied. Zheng Hui was pleased to hear this and said, "Wonderful. The abbot of Lingying Temple, Chan Master Yan Shan, has been a close friend of mine for a very long time. I can write a reference letter for you to take to him. Once he receives the letter, I'm sure you will be treated with special care during your stay at his temple." Zheng Hui took out his pen and paper and began writing, while Chong Xian waited patiently. After Zheng Hui finished writing, he folded the paper into an envelope and handed it to Chong Xian, saying, "Here you are." Chong Xian received the letter with both hands and said, "Thank you for your kindness." Zheng Hui replied, "Don't mention it. Please give my fondest regards to the abbot on my behalf." "Yes, I shall do that. Thank you again." Chong Xian joined his palms in gratitude and departed. 3 years later, Zheng Hui visited Lingying Temple, where he met with Chan Master Yan Shan, the abbot. Master Yan Shan was delighted to see his old friend. Having not seen each other for a long time, they had a long conversation, catching up on many things. During their conversation, they talked about Chong Xian. Zheng Hui asked, "A few years ago, I met a young monk named Chong Xian. He said he was coming here to study. Do you remember him? Is he here? How's he doing?" "Of course I remember him. He has been studying here for over 3 years now. He is the most humble and sincere student," the abbot replied. "When I last saw him, I gave him a reference letter to bring to you. Did you receive it?" asked Zheng Hui. Surprised, the abbot replied, "Is that so? But I never received it. With your permission, may I meet with Chong Xian? It would be nice to speak to him again," Zheng Hui said. The abbot nodded and asked his attendant to look for Chong Xian. After some time, they finally found him. Seeing Zheng Hui, Chong Xian smiled and joined his palms. Zheng Hui asked, "It is so good to see you again. I heard you're doing well here." "Yes, indeed, I am well taken care of," Chong Xian replied. "I am curious. May I know why you never gave my reference letter to the abbot when you arrived?" Zheng Hui asked. "I am happy to explain. You see, as a monk, I seek nothing but the Buddha's teachings. I study and learn from teachers according to the causes and conditions as they arise. I never wanted to be treated specially. This is not the kind of practice I wish to learn. Therefore, I have kept the letter and never presented it to the abbot. Now that you have come today, I shall return it to you with my heartfelt gratitude," Chong Xian said. When the abbot noticed that Chong Xian desired to practice sincerely without depending on anything or anyone, and understood the wisdom of forging his own path and utilizing his own abilities, he joyfully exclaimed, "I am incredibly proud of you. You are a genuine practitioner." Zheng Hui also applauded in joy at Chong Xian's accomplishment and graciously received his letter of reference back from him. After completing his studies at Lingying Temple, Chongxian returned to his home temple and shared what he had learned with his community and disciples. This story highlights the timeless principles of self-reliance, humility, and inner strength as essential elements in both achieving worldly goals and attaining spiritual growth. In our contemporary world, many individuals focus solely on seeking jobs or positions while frequently seeking external favors. They often overlook the profound value of honing their own skills and capabilities. Chongxian's journey reminds us that true success begins with self-improvement. By dedicating ourselves to strengthen our abilities and inner qualities, we can unlock our true potential. Chongxian's commitment to self-growth and the study of the Buddha's teachings exemplifies this ethos. Furthermore, Chongxian's refusal to use the reference letter, even when it promised special treatment, signifies the importance of humility and self-reliance in the pursuit of spiritual growth. It emphasizes that genuine spiritual progress arises from within, cultivated through sincere practice and a humble attitude, rather than shortcuts or special privileges. In essence, this story teaches us that whether we strive for worldly success or spiritual growth, we must embrace self-reliance, nurture humility, and fortify our inner strength. These virtues not only guide us towards our goals, but also illuminate the path to true fulfillment and self-realization. Just as Venerable Master Xingyun says, "Difficult it is to succeed by relying on others for everything. Easier it is to succeed by taking responsibility for one's self." This is Miao Guang. Thank you for listening to Bodhi Light Tales. Subscribe to Bodhi Light Tales and have stories delivered to you every week. May your day be filled with happiness and wisdom.